Dear people, last Sunday, Bob Jones shared a vision and word with our church. I wanted to share a couple of things he said along with some of my thoughts. Also, there is a story behind the picture of the eye that you will find to be amazing. Bob had a vision and saw that our church had been on a long journey walking through the wilderness. He saw a ray of light, and that light became an eye, and the eye became rays of light. Malachi 4:2-3. But for you, sunrise, the sun of righteousness will dawn on those who honor my name, healing radiating from its wings. You will be bursting with energy like colts, frisky and frolicking, and you'll tromp on the wicked. They'll be nothing but ashes under your feet on that day. God of the angel armies says so. Sun of righteousness that is rising upon us is none other than the Son of God, Jesus Christ, Psalm 19:4-6. He is the apple of God's eye, and we are also in Him, Zechariah 2:8. So the eye is the Father. Our trying journey over the last season is finally coming to an end. The sun is rising upon us. Here is the story behind the picture of the eye. Linnea Starr had a vision last summer at Camp Morley. Hannah Stewart and Linnea were together last Saturday night before Bob came and were up late soaking, and afterwards Hannah painted the picture and brought it. Sunday morning, knowing nothing about what God would share, here is Linnea's vision that inspired the painting. During one of the worship services, we were told to lay down and imagine spending time with God. I could see myself being with God. We were having fun together. Then we went into a room where there were two easels. God started to paint on one of the canvases. He was painting a sunrise. It was beautiful. I had a hard time figuring out what to paint when I thought about painting his eyes. His eyes were a dark, rich blue. When I looked into them, I could see the ocean and waves. When we were both done painting, he took the image out of his painting and threw it up in the air, and it became the sky. Then he took my painting, which were the eyes, and put them into me. I felt so surprised and happy. I think God is talking to us through Bob Jones, and the young people are confirming it. Bob then saw us in circles with our arms locked praying decrees. He told us, if we do not see the answer manifest at first, don't stop believing, it will come. We will even see body parts restored. Bob reminded us of the prophecy given to a group in 1934. Arthur Burt is the only person alive who was in that group. Arthur and Bob believe Arthur will live to see the fulfillment of the prophecy. Arthur is 100 years old. Here's the prophecy. There shall come a breath, and the breath shall bring the wind, and the wind shall bring the rain, and the rain shall bring the floods, and floods, and floods, and the floods shall bring the torrents, and torrents, and torrents. So shall they be saved, like falling leaves from the mighty oaks, swept by a hurricane into a great forest. Arms and legs shall come down from heaven, and there shall be no ebb. May God move our hearts to believe and never give up. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.